Welcome to Aspire. I'm your host, Gregory Penn, and I'm very grateful you could be with me on this 16th day of October 2022 for this podcast as we take a look at a question of giving. And I get all sorts of emails talking to me about the folderol of giving, how illogical it is. And we are captured in this world by our DNA. And it seems that our DNA has overtaken everything in our life. Our DNA is that drive to live, that drive to survive at all costs. And that would mean even through hatred. And this is where hatred is born in us, in our endeavor to survive. It just lives very, very deep in our DNA. And we don't understand our bodies. We don't understand our minds. We don't understand the latitude and platitudes of our thinking because they come from chemicals in our brain. This is all explained to us in Robert Sapolsky's book, Behave. And if you ever have the real heart and courage to read it, I think you will find it very, very helpful. What does it mean to be generous? I have a question here from Randy. He often writes me, and I'm very grateful for his emails. And he's very honest about the whole idea of what I teach being very difficult and maybe not relevant to the years that we are living in this century. But what I am teaching is what all great masters have taught. I am just putting it in a vernacular that I think people can hear. And when they do hear it, it's a big ouch. What is this thing called generosity? According to Wikipedia, it is the quality of being kind and generous, a quality or fact of being plentiful or large. That's how it's defined. Kind of a strange definition to me, but I want to talk a little bit about it because it has a lot to do with the question. Let me read the question to you, and then we'll go from there. Greg, I have a hard time in giving. Seems to me whatever I give, I lose. How do I overcome this? And he is a very, very thoughtful writer, and I'm grateful for his emails. Well, here's the deal with all of us about generosity. We're penny pinchers, most people. And we want to make sure that if a charity or something looks worthwhile to us, that people are suffering and that our gift will help them not suffer anymore. And that there is nothing wrong with that at all. I mean, that's just something that is natural in the human being who wants to work with their DNA and try to imagine what it would be like to have my DNA or yours threatened by a storm or something catastrophic. But that's a small part of it. It's easy to give to those people who need our help, and I find it very, very easy to do. It's a simple, wonderful thing, and people do it, and I think it's wonderful. But there is another kind of giving, and that is the giving that very few people ever initiate in their life. That giving is to a part of them that does not reconcile their greed, their hatred, their vanity, their pride. It is something that is transcendent. And in that transcendence, we find the deeper meaning of what it is to live. Buddha said this: your purpose in life is to find your purpose and give your whole heart and soul to it. That's the problem with most of us. We do not know our purpose in this lifetime. We do not know our purpose in life itself or in this world. So due to the fact that we don't see it, we don't understand it, and we're not interested in finding out about it much because it might require a change in our lifestyle or the way we approach our life, we don't much give a darn about it. What is your purpose in life? Now, you know, there's lots of jokes about this and assumptions and presumptions about this, but when it gets down to the nitty-gritty, for most people, it is merely to survive. We live to survive. We live to be able to put food on the table and a car and a job and a roof over our heads and some clothes. And that's really what most people are into. But if that is the only thing that I've got going in my life, I'm going to miss the meaning of my life. I'm going to miss the purpose of it. How do I find the purpose? If you're going to understand the answer to this question, the question being, I can't get over the fact that when I give, I lose, then you're going to miss the substance of the wisdom that is behind this question that won't make a bit of sense to any part of our logic and our reasoning. A lot of people believe in logic and reasoning. There's a place for it when you're solving some outer problems, but there is no place for it when we are talking about awakening to the inner life and finding our purpose in this life. I want to read you something the Buddha taught. It is so deeply significant. Listen, and this is really about giving. Those who attempt to conquer hatred by hatred are like warriors who take weapons to overcome others who bear arms. This does not end hatred, but gives it room to grow. But ancient wisdom has advocated a different timeless strategy to overcome hatred. The eternal wisdom is to meet hatred with non-hatred. The method of trying to conquer hatred through hatred never succeeds in overcoming hatred. But the method of overcoming hatred through non-hatred is eternally effective, and that is why the method is described as eternal wisdom. When I don't understand my purpose in this world, I will turn to hatred, and hatred will be my purpose, and I will then defend and live through the animosity of my DNA, and that will be the sole driving power of my life to survive. But when I come to that place where I see the futility of living in that logic and reasoning, I will come to understand non-hatred. Only love dispels hate, as the Buddha said. So the lack of generosity that most of us feel about our life, and that isn't about what we will give, money and donations, I'll tell you what it's about, really. It's about forgiveness and mercy. You see, the real forgiver, the real giver, gives mercifully of their forgiveness. And in that mercy, they find that they never lose anything by giving. So no matter what we give, whether it be a donation or whether it be our human effort to help our neighbor or help someone who's in peril or having difficulty, so when it comes down to just doing what we're doing to help another person, we are, finding our purpose in this life. and to give our whole heart and soul to it. It is to be love. It is, in my case, to drop the Gregory, to drop his foolishness, his pride, his vanity, his sense of righteousness for the sake of forgiveness and the mercy that comes from forgiveness. That is the only thing that matters. The rest is just folderol. It's just foolishness. This isn't about losing money. When you truly give, you enhance your life. You enhance your living. You place yourself in a posture and a position to be forgiven and to be forgiving. And that puts you in a posture and in a place where you can give mercy to someone who's done something maybe to you that was unkind or thoughtless. Don't take these meaningless events when it comes to your spiritual awakening, that is, that maybe somebody has done or said to you that annoys you or insults you. Don't go to that. That doesn't have any meaning at all. You just fall into the pedestrian mentality when you and I do that. But when we rise above it, it is only because we have found our purpose in this life. And that is to be an instrument of love. True love. Not Greg Penn love. Not human love. Not pedestrian mentality love. Not emotional love. Not impulse. But the depth of a true love that goes beyond the scope of, well, our human dignity, shall we say, our human rights, our human beliefs, our righteousness. It goes beyond, way beyond all of that. The greatest gift you can give someone else is forgiveness and mercy. The reward is the mercy, if you want to use that term. When you forgive, you place yourself in a place where there is a tremendous mercy, and that mercy brings you to your heart and your soul. And that is the only thing that truly matters. Now, to understand all of this, to live in any of this, you have to be aware. You have to be aware that every moment of your life is an opportunity to be generous, to be kind, to be merciful, to be compassionate, and to do everything you can to let love live through you. Now, should this start to gel in you, and it usually gels in people, not all people, but usually when they have gotten older and their chemicals in their brain and their body start receding, testosterone, the estrogen, you know, the serotonins, all of the things inside the brain, when that starts to recede and the brain starts to shrivel ever so much, there comes a certain place inside of us where we understand a little bit, not much, but enough of the bigger picture. And not to waste our time in ugliness, in retribution, in hatred, as the Buddha put it. To truly let love live us. This is the substance, the meaning, the significance of truly living. And it is the meaning of giving. Real giving is giving of love. And never allowing anything else to get in the way of love, our personal will, our personal beliefs, our personal rationalizations, our ideals, what we think is right, what we think is wrong, all of that. It is to let all of that go. To give our whole heart to letting love live us. I hope that helps you. I really do. And I hope it helps our listener. And if you have any questions that you want to ask, the email is greg@aspire.org. always feel free to let me know. I'm out of here. Be back on the air next week. Please forgive me, eh? Namaste.